Keeping it tight on episode 275 of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on May 4th, 2021.
I found an article on CNN that terrifies me, and I think that we should explore.
I love feeling terrified.
Ooh. As the thought kings we are.
Is it about huntsman spiders?
It's about something similar.
So when you say thought kings, do you mean masters of intellect or promiscuous
masters
women?
Masters of thoughts.
Yeah.
Both. Absolutely.
I wear this title proud.
Same. Aren't all the big brain guys the ones who also get the most women?
Yes.
Bill Gates
seems to think so, but
yeah,
we can go with that
we'll
later.
See.
So I sent you guys a video after the podcast yesterday that's got a legitimate jump scare in it, but it's a real video of a huntsman spider nest, and then it pans over to the mama huntsman, which is dinner plate sized as it scurries away at speeds that we are taught objects that large cannot move. Terrifying. Clicked on another spider article today on CNN because I was browsing quickly before we started the podcast. And there's a related article. The original one's not that interesting, but there's a related article. MIT scientists translated spider webs into music. It could help us talk to them. That seems like a bad idea. I don't know. Like, is that just me?
We don't want them learning from us. We don't want them to figure out technology.
Yep.
Because if we talk to them, they're talking to us. It's going to start something in spiders that we can't take back. Now, if these were apes that we were talking to, I'd be like, you know what? The difference there isn't big enough to be like, oh, this is the scariest thing I've ever fucking heard of. But spiders that can communicate and learn and then eventually down the line, like, figure out technology and shit, that's the scariest thing in the world.
I don't know. Yeah, I just heard that and it sounded like the intro to a shitty B spider horror movie of just like, scientists today have discovered a new technology that will allow them to communicate with arachnids, and then it goes and it's just like, new arachnid leader Felipe Eight Eyes has communicated to humans that he wishes to live in harmony. Like, the spider people have overrun 8 cities on the eastern seaboard, and it like just keeps getting worse and worse as it, I don't know, bad idea, right?
Sanctuary is out at sea. Sanctuary is out at sea.
Oh god, they can swim! They figured out.
The spiders have taken our spider communication technology and learned to communicate with sharks.
Yeah.
The sharks and spiders have formed an alliance unlike which the natural order has ever seen.
Arachnids and god, what are sharks? What's the shark family name? I always forget it.
Fish.
No, that's like above family. There's a the family of sharks is like a cool, like, oh man, they sound fucking badass.
Actually, sharks are about where you realize that the idea of fish is kind of a made up, less than scientific thing. But yeah, whatever.
Lamnidae?
Yeah, that sounds
familiar. Because the genus is Carcharodon.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Ooh.
Carcharodon.
Yeah.
Arachnids and Carcharodons have formed an unholy alliance of which they are looking to add to create the trinity that shall wipe out human dominance.
Fucking Carcharodon is just a Pokemon name.
No, it's not. It's better than most Pokemon.
Yeah.
Carcharodon would be a cool Pokemon name, unlike all the ones we make fun of. But, what would be the third... If spiders and sharks really wanted to fucking monopolize the planet, what would be their third?
They need something airborne.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Spiders rule the earth. Sharks will rule the sea. Bats?
Hmm.
Or should we just go like with pigeons? Something shitty and annoying.
peregrine falcons, like,
just
going 200 miles an hour, just fucking flying by, pecking people's eyes out.
Peregrine falcons are, like, majestic scary, though. Not fucked up scary like spiders or sharks. I'm thinking more like turkey vultures or something. Something gross looking.
I could fuck up a turkey vulture is the problem. Like, in their domain,
any kind of bird is the thing.
I don't want to fight an ostrich.
Ooh,
but they don't fly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, a peregrine falcon can literally fly at 200 miles an hour. There is nothing I can do to stop that. Like, once it, like, gets up close, if it allows me to get my hands on it, yeah, I'm sure it's very fragile because birds have hollow bones and shit. But, like, assuming it's able to fucking duck and move, like, there's nothing I can do.
No.
Okay, peregrine falcons can't fly at 200 miles an hour. They can fall at 200 miles an hour. They dive very fast.
Yeah.
But you make it seem like they're like, all right, I'm in New York. I'll be in California in 6 hours.
SR-71 Blackbird. No, I mean, but I'm sure there's a glide ratio where they're not going straight down. They're still going somewhat perpendicular to the ground high speed. It's like a parabolic arc.
They spread their wings at the bottom of their fall, and then the arc just brings them at near top speeds all the way back up to the top, and they just keep doing that.
I'm sure that they can't do that. That would be kind of defying the laws of physics, but I'm sure there is a perpendicular speed that they're hitting that is remarkably, like, 90 miles an hour or something crazy. Like, when they're coming out of their dive, they're still going really fucking fast, and there's nothing that can be done.
Okay, you sold me. Peregrine falcons.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're gonna, that would fuck us up, man. And if they can communicate, although I do feel like peregrine falcons would become the de facto leaders of that trio, because unless spiders can figure out naval navigation, if spiders can figure out naval transportation, then maybe, because there are spiders that can fly, so that's a thing. But, yeah.
Although there are so many more spiders.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are a lot of spiders, and a lot of different types of spiders, so it's almost unfair to get really specific with peregrine falcon. Maybe it should just be birds. And if that's the case, then you get ostriches and, like, emus that you don't want to fuck with, as well as, yeah, like, the fucking rulers of the sky.
Not knowing if huntsman spiders are poisonous, I feel like an ostrich is winning that fight.
A huntsman spider is not poisonous.
Ostrich wins 9 times out of 10.
Well, here's the thing: is it's not even so. It's not like one ostrich versus one huntsman spider in the way that one human versus one huntsman spider. The human's gonna win. It's gonna be gross and creepy, but the human's gonna win easily.
Yeah.
The issue here is we're talking about thousands of spiders.
We're talking about biomass here.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the mass of the Earth's spiders versus the mass of the Earth's birds or the Earth's sharks, spiders win every single time.
Yeah. I am curious what that math would work out to. Like, what is the collective mass of humans? And what is the collective mass of spiders? Because what if it's something like each human would have to fight off 50 pounds of spiders? Like, can you take on 50 pounds of spiders? Like, I couldn't.
Okay, so
I found
then
an
that
article
is
on the Washington Post titled, "Spiders could theoretically eat every human on Earth in 1 year." 1 year. And that's if they eat them.
Here's the real thing, like, now start talking about the venomous ones, and, like, does the ostrich win if it goes up against one black widow spider? The black widow spider bites it, poisons it, the ostrich kills the fuck out of that one black widow, but now there's a dead ostrich corpse for all the other spiders to feed on, which allows them to reproduce faster, make more young, and, like, in exchange for one dead black widow, they get thousands of new spiders from the nutrients of the ostrich like corpse.
Ostrich wins the battle, but not the war. Exactly.
Yeah. And you could apply that same concept to humans. Like, yeah, I could step on a few black widows, but eventually one's going to nick me. And if, like, if society has broken down, I can't just go and find black widow anti-venom. Like, I'm going to die slowly and excruciatingly while the spiders consume me in my weakened state.
So you raised an interesting question earlier, I think, or prompted an interesting question earlier. I'm assuming, for the sake of this argument, that a huntsman spider weighs about 50 pounds. Would you fight one huntsman spider or 50 pounds of collective smaller spiders?
If a huntsman spider weighed 50 pounds, then I'm going with the fucking tiny spiders, assuming they're not venomous. Like, or maybe they're equal amounts venomous. I'm sure the huntsman spider has some venom. Like, it's just not deadly to humans. If they're like that, I'm fighting the small ones, man. Like, a spider that weighs 50 pounds, nah.
I don't know. Like, if you took 150 to 180 pounds of spiders, you know, hundreds of spiders, I think I'm losing that fight. Whereas if I fought a spider that weighs, you know, my weight or less, I think at least I'd have a chance. I know I can't beat 150 pounds of spiders.
The fucking horror, though. Yeah. The horror element.
Horror of being literally surrounded and your entire body covered in spiders. I'm weighed down while they eat you.
I'm kind of with Andrew on this. Worse. I'm bad at this kind of estimation, but I feel like 50 pounds of spiders is a room full of spiders.
How big are the individual spiders?
Dealer's
choice. That's going to make a difference for me.
No, yeah, it could
Dealer's choice, then I'm going to take the smallest possible spider and just have there be literally millions of them.
I don't know how much a tarantula... deal with that. The tarantula...
If it's 50 pounds of tarantulas, that's still fucking horrifying, so I'll take the big one.
Okay.
But if it's 50 pounds of, like, little eeny-bitty baby spiders, who and there's just literally millions of them, I'll deal with that. I'll deal with the horror of that. Stepping on them constantly. Like, I will not be able to do battle with a 50-pound spider. I think it would fuck me up psychologically to the point where I don't want to fight.
Like, yeah.
It's, my body goes into a fucking catatonic state. I don't know. That's too much. And as we know, bigger spiders apparently move still fast.
Yeah.
So now imagine a 50-pound spider coming at you at, what, 20 miles an hour? Like... No, I'm curling up into a ball and accepting death. Like, do you get a weapon? How about that?
Oh,
is there something to keep it at bay? Or are you fighting a 50-pound spider with your bare hands?
I think we can give ourselves like a club, right?
Yeah.
Just like a pipe.
But then doesn't it feel like you should get an equivalent weapon for the tiny spiders? Like you could get like a stomper of some sort. Like a, how about a thin metal sheet that you can lay on top of them and then just start stomping on the thin metal sheet to like kill as many as you can at once.
You know what? Yeah, in fairness, either situation, you get a pair of size 12 boots. That's it. That's to town.
Your hands, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
you're gonna go and kick a spider and it's gonna catch your foot in midair with its fucking giant mandibles, and you're not gonna wanna continue. You're just gonna roll to your death.
This doesn't seem right because it seems way too slow, but the world's fastest spider was the giant house spider, and it was clocked at 1.2 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, it's so small,
right? Yeah.
So now
relative
size,
yeah.
Size it up to 50 pounds, which would be what, 6 feet wide? Like, it's gonna move a lot quicker. I mean, it wouldn't be able to exist. We're already assuming some level of magic, like, because as we, like, it's the same reason that there were old bugs back in dinosaur times that were that big, because the Earth had so much more oxygen and shit, so they could absorb it faster and everything like that. But nowadays, with the current climate and everything like that, it couldn't It couldn't exist.
Oh.
So we're already assuming some level of magic.
Matt, is this the pitch we need to start making to get actual action against climate change? Giant spiders coming back?
Well, I think we're losing oxygen, right?
Oh,
like, yeah,
less oxygen in the atmosphere.
We're heating up just like the Earth was hot back then, but we also have less oxygen.
Yeah, I think it's a bad argument because that's an argument for climate change deniers.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's real, like there'll be less oxygen, so smaller bugs, and everyone will be like, strong point. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think. If you had an applicable weapon, if you had like a fucking what are those called? Like a long pole or whatever with like a pointy thing on the end that you could use to like basically a spear, but yeah, I was thinking more of like the medieval tool.
Halberd?
And then you could, yeah, something like that. And you can literally like hold it at bay at like 7 feet, then maybe. But then like, I feel like at that point, yeah, you get an applicable tool for the tiny spiders. And it would be, I think, yeah, your best bet is a thin metal sheet that you could use to like scrape them off walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could like lay it on top of them and just like jump around, like stomping on every part of the metal sheet to kill as many of them as possible. Like, I don't know. So either way, I guess it would make it a little bit easier, for sure.
This has been one of the grosser podcasts that we've done.
Yeah.
I think we've done podcasts that, you know, get more into, like, the, like, childlike grossness. This podcast makes people uncomfortable. We're talking about spiders and shit.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders.
I thought we were going to have a little bit more fun with the concept of talking to spiders, but it quickly...
Oh, yeah, just turned into...
Spiraled.
Fighting spiders. Okay, so we get to talk to spiders using spider silk or whatever.
So
what do we say to them? And
what do they have to say back?
So I don't know why my brain went here, but because that was phrased as music, we can translate spider webs into music. My mind immediately went to... Let's get Daft Punk's Bigger, Faster, Stronger represented as a spider web. That'd probably be pretty cool.
That'll get them on their side, on our side.
Right?
But once again, isn't that hyping them up to be better?
No, they'll be like, oh shit, who made this? People? All right, we're looking out for people now. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Steve Buscemi in... Billy Madison, like spider hit list, and it's got like birds, insects, humans, and it's just one spider listening to it and just crossing humans off the hit list, just like, you know what, humans are all right. We don't got to kill no more humans, like
so long as that band is still around, they're fine.
Oh no, yeah. As long as these glorious humans who have graced the world with their pleasant beats are still functioning as a unit, we will be at peace with the human race.
We need two French guys to put on robot masks right now. Yeah. Right the fuck now.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know what we would say. Just like, friends! And they're just... But then we read theirs, and it's like enemies, and it's like, our suspicions are confirmed.
Oh God, would we run into some Superman bullshit where it's like, oh, the word friends is a symbol for I fucked your mother in our culture?
I thought you were going a completely different.
Oh no, I was thinking like,
why'd you say that name? And it's just like, wait.
I think that may have been my favorite analysis of the Godzilla versus Kong movie someone was talking about like how the plot played out, and they're like, Godzilla wants to fucking kill Kong because there can only be one alpha. Kong wants to like find a new place to live, so he goes to the center of the Earth. They fight each other. And then Mecha Godzilla comes out, and Godzilla and Kong team up once they realize both their moms are named Martha.
It is similar. It's a similar plot structure. because they have fans of both going into the movie, so they can't have a bad guy.
No.
But, no, I mean, basically, I don't know. Would it be... The reverse of our favorite quote from Batman vs. Superman is not... It highlights the ridiculousness of the original quote, right? The, like, if there's even a 1% chance that he is our enemy, we need to take it as an absolute certainty. Like, if it's... If there's even a 1% chance that these spiders are our friends, we need to take it as an absolute certainty. Like, the inverse doesn't apply, so, like, it doesn't quote that much worse.
Unless we are absolutely convinced we will lose this fight, in which case, making spider peace is our only option.
Spider peace.
Peace in our time! We go, like, all... Chamberlain and shit and getting off the plane. We have made peace with the spiders. Sure, they've annexed all of Oceania, but peace. We have peace. Fucking, they start taking over parts of Southeast Asia and we're like, I mean, that's like kind of like ethnically already part of Oceania.
They're all technically spiders.
Yeah, we're going to just let that slide because we're a little concerned about messing with those spiders. But then it invades mainland China, and we're like, all right, it's time to line in the sand here. We're gonna treat this.
They've already taken so much land and strengthened their position. It would have been easier if we would have just fought them from the beginning.
There's people sympathetic to their cause in that spider cause.
Oh, spider Stockholm syndrome.
The Australians are just completely like they've fallen. Like, it's Australians and spiders, which is actually a very bad alliance for humans to deal with.
Yeah, no, Australians, they were the ones that reached out to the spiders and proposed this. Spider, and not because they thought that they were going to be the next target. They were just like, hey, spiders. Yeah.
I think Australians put up a token resistance of like, no, don't take over our parliament. That would be so bad. And then like, as soon as it happens, like Australians are installed in like positions of leadership in the spider like government. And it's like, we all kind of know what went down there. There was an agreement. Like they were somewhat willing here. And then, yeah. So then you've got fucking, Kangaroo Bush or whatever the fuck Titana said. Kangaroo
Skippy
Bush people.
Kangaroo Bush over here.
Skippy Kangaroo Bush over here. Fighting alongside. Or maybe even like riding mounted
giant spiders.
Like poor Indonesia and Malaysia. Like they never stood a chance. God damn it.
What? You're right, Andrew. This was a weird one. This was a weird one. But thank you all so much for listening to episode 275 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube if you want to see some highlight clips. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Check out our Patreon if you want to help keep the podcast going. Act Blue link in the description down below to help a collection of great causes. Follow us on Twitter for updates @V2_podcast. And follow me @LucasDeRuyter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Thank you all so much for listening. Sorry for the nightmares. And good luck out there.